Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams and excited to have this conversation. I'm going to discuss one of your greatest capacities that's often underdeveloped. And in front of us, it was really well functioning as a child. And then we kind of let it get squelched and diminished. So today on Sexy Mom Abundant Life, we are talking about receiving. And before we jump into the conversation, let's just talk a little bit about who I am, what this show is about. And I'm Kathy from Hawaii. I'm a coach. I'm an author. I work with people all over the world. Both remotely via Zoom and Skype, and also in person. It's my good fortune to go facilitate classes, Access Consciousness classes, and classes on abundance all over the world. So this summer, I'll be visiting London and Vienna and Chicago and maybe a couple other places too. I always throw something in at the end there, which just adds to the adventure and the magic. And this is not a life I envisioned it for myself even 6 years ago. It's one that I consciously chose and stepped into and received and chose and stepped into and cleared all the stuff in the way. Because what's in the way of the life that we desire to have is usually a lot of beliefs and limiting points of view and things like that. And when we clear them away, we have so much more freedom to both see what truly is possible and tap into our awareness regarding that, and also to choose it. So I'll talk a little bit more about that as we dive into receiving, because points of view and limiting beliefs can get in the way of our receiving. And abundance is one of my very favorite topics. You know, a huge percentage of people live paycheck to paycheck, and I think that's way too many. So abundance and expanding abundance and helping people tap into that is one of both my skill sets and talents and also one of my very favorite things. So we'll talk about receiving abundance as well as we go on in the show. And of course, I love to hear from you. You can always find me over at meetkathywilliams.com, Kathy with a K. Williams with an S, and send me your radio show ideas. Send me your ideas for classes and things. And in fact, that's where I get a lot of the ideas. Thank you. I appreciate them and I receive them. That the last thing I just wanted to mention before we dive in is I have a whole 5-day class, Energetic Exercises for Receiving, coming up at the end of March 2019. And if you've never been on a 5-day adventure with me, it's a lot of fun. It's very energetic. It changes you at a deep level and all sorts of things show up. So I've had people say, people are buying me lunch and my landlord got me a new mattress and all this stuff, to money, to vacations, to all sorts of fun yumminess. Because if you're willing to open the doors to receive, the universe is willing to gift you. And we'll play with that as we go on. I'll do an energetic exercise. I'll lead you through one. One that I do every day that's really powerful. In fact, I did it about 10 minutes ago and it's short. I did it about 10 minutes ago because I was like, okay, let me reproduce this for everybody. I am the one who I listen to my own recording that I made, and I'm like, I hope it can be as good for everyone on the radio as this one. In fact, as I was lying there, my back had felt a little bit out of place, like a vertebrae was out of place or something, and it totally readjusted as I was lying there during that 5-minute exercise. So receiving is something I mentioned we do really well as children. And then as time goes on, we put limits on it. We try to calculate who we can receive from and who we shouldn't receive from and what we can receive and what we can't. And so all sorts of judgments about receiving. And I was looking at the Access Consciousness reference materials. I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator. And there are these pages and pages, thousands of pages of past classes and things like that. And some of them are just so intriguing. And I found this comment that Gary Douglas made about receiving. He says, there are no difficulties in life except what you will not receive. If you're willing to receive everything, you can have everything or not by choice. What you refuse to receive becomes the limitation you cannot overcome and also determines your yearly income. So isn't that interesting? There are no difficulties in life except what you will not receive. So that means on some level when we perceive a difficulty, we're pushing against it. We're deciding it shouldn't be there. We're not receiving it. Now, receiving it doesn't mean you have to settle, right? It doesn't mean, okay, my spouse is beating me and I should just stay here and receive this. I'm not saying that at all. Please don't misinterpret it. When you can receive something, you can also take the steps to change it, okay? So it's about not pushing against life. And when you're not pushing against life and you're being with life as it is, you're receiving it as it is, you can often change things more effortlessly because you have awareness. You're not pushing against. Pushing against takes a lot of effort, you know? And think of a door that opens toward you, but you're pushing against it. And it's like, oh, too much effort. So receiving requires also that you're present in your own life. You're not in your head, right? Well, and let me paint this picture for you. So if you're in a conversation with someone and you can tell they're not really there. Maybe they're thinking about how lunch was, or maybe they're thinking about their great date they have in the evening. They're not present with you, right? You can sense that they're not receiving you. You can sense that they're not there. So receiving requires a level of presence, okay? Receiving the breeze on your skin. Receiving the hug or touch from another, receiving the presence of your pet. And it said in the reference materials, which I thought was so interesting, you have to be willing to receive everything and lose everything to be present in your own life. Wow. Now, that doesn't mean you have to lose everything. But it just means the willingness to. The willingness to have or not have. It's what you're unwilling to receive that determines what you're unable to have in your life. And we'll play with that a little bit. So including judgment. What if you could receive judgment? And a lot of people are like, no, I don't want to receive judgment. And I will tell you a little story later that relates to the movie The Help and the poo pies that she makes in The Help. And if you haven't seen the movie or read the book, it's really phenomenal. So we'll talk a little bit about receiving like that. And the poo pies, because you don't have to eat the poo pies. So what you're unwilling to receive determines what you're unable to have in your life. Receiving is total awareness. Okay. When you're unwilling to receive, you're in judgment. And when you're unwilling to receive judgment, you'll judge yourself. Okay. So let's talk about that a little bit. Okay. Think of someone judging you and come up with a mild one. Now, you don't have to align and agree with that judgment and make that judgment right, or push against it and make that judgment wrong. So in my Access Consciousness classes I have an exercise in which people judge me. And they don't judge me verbally, they judge me in their head. But what they find is when I'm putting up walls and barriers, it's easier to judge me. And when I totally receive it with no point of view, that's the thing, no point of view. What does no point of view even mean? It means that I just see the judgment as the story it is. I don't have to defend against it and put up walls and barriers. I don't have to make it real and true and say, oh, well, yeah, you're right. It's just dropping all barriers and allowing them to have whatever story they have about it without giving it meaning, without making it real. And when I do that, they find that it's hard to judge me because there's nothing to push against. So it's a little different doing that exercise on the radio, especially because we don't like to have a lot of silent time on the radio, maybe a moment or two. But it's just such an interesting experience for the participants to have this aha of, oh, wow. When you're, and I don't tell them what I'm doing. So I say, in one experience, I'm going to have up walls. And in the other experience, I'm just going to receive your judgment, have no point of view about it. And I'll teach you after the break how to get to that space of no point of view about the judgment. Because if you're willing to have receive judgment, you can do so many more things, right? Like Richard Branson, he's received so many judgments like, what are you doing starting an airline? You could never start an airline, right? And he receives their judgments and says, thanks, I'm doing it anyway, you know? Like, why would you do this? Why would you do that? Similarly, Oprah gets so many judgments, and you don't have to want to be a Richard Branson or an Oprah, right? Be you. However, when people judge us and we don't receive it, now I'm not saying make it real. I'm saying receive it with no point of view. When we don't receive it, then we either push against it or make it real, which is giving it energy. And when we give it energy, we dynamically limit how we show up in the world. You know, if I weren't willing to be on the radio, if I weren't willing to receive judgment, I couldn't be on the radio. If I weren't willing to receive judgment, I couldn't fly around the planet teaching classes because people will judge me. Some people judge that it's great and amazing. Other people judge that, like, she should be at home with her kids. And actually, I take them with often. And some people judge, like, why is she dragging her kids everywhere? And others judge, that's amazing. You know, and it's all their story. If I make it true, if we make judgment true, we dynamically limit you, right? You allow it to dynamically limit you. So anyway, in the exercise, I don't tell them when I'm putting up the barriers and when I'm dropping them, but the participants are able to sense it because they're like, in one experience, it was really hard to judge you, except positively. So positive judgments would be like, oh, she's so perfect, or, you know, that's a positive judgment, or she's amazing, or she's got a wonderful sense of style. Now there may be some acknowledgement in that, and there's also judgment. So judgment is not just negative, okay? I'm perfect, or they're perfect is always a judgment, okay? So dropping your points of view about judgment, recognizing that it's a story that people will use to try to control you or limit you, and recognizing that it's just as real as the three little pigs. You don't resist that story. You know it's a story. You don't make it real. Oh, yeah, there were really little pigs building houses. No, it's just, okay, it's an interesting point of view. And we'll discuss interesting point of view more when we get back from the break, and also discuss how receiving other things, more positive things, things that we like, our defenses against that and dropping those so that we can receive more in every area of our life. So this is something to ponder. What are you receiving that if you were willing to receive it, would change your life dynamically? We'll be back in just a moment, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today we're having a conversation about receiving. And I love when you call in. So if you would like to, you can come on over to iom.fm, that's iom.fm, and talk to me, which is really fun. We're going to talk a little bit about the tool, Interesting Point of View, which is an access consciousness tool that can help you when you identify oh, wait, I'm resisting life right now. Oh, wait, I'm resisting someone's judgment, or I'm making their judgment real and true. Like, I'm making someone's judgment real and true would be someone says to you, you know what, that purple dress is a little too short for you. Or, and to you it's not, actually, but you say, oh, okay, well, yeah, and you make it real, and then you never wear that purple dress again. Or that purple dress doesn't look good with your face, right? It doesn't match your coloring. And you say, oh, okay, and even though you really like the purple dress, you never wear, you don't wear it again, or you only wear it around your house because you made that person's judgment true. Okay, so even if they love you, they're trying to help you, you've just made their judgment real and limited you. So this is how you use the interesting point of view tool. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view, right? Whatever point of view you have, or an interesting point of view, they have that point of view about my purple shirt. Interesting point of view, I should not wear it again. Interesting point of view, that it doesn't look good on me. Interesting point of view. Interesting point of view. Interesting point of view. You're reminding yourself that every judgment, attitude, criticism, opinion, point of view is just a point of view that you don't have to give a lot of energy to. You don't have to make it right or make it wrong. When we do those two things, we're limiting our possibilities. Instead, oh, okay, that person doesn't like this purple dress or purple shirt. Okay, you know, but that doesn't mean you don't have to not like it. So you can use interesting point of view when you notice you're limiting yourself and not receiving. And I had a woman come to one of my Radical Abundance classes, which is an online program, and which I also do in person sometimes. And she came in person and she was saying, well, my dad would really like to make my car payments. But I told him no. So here she's resisting receiving. She told him no because she thinks that he ought to be paying for things for himself rather than her. And now some of us could say, well, yeah, that's a really nice gesture. But think of it this way. If you arrive at someone's house with a nice package and you picked out the item inside and you've decorated it beautifully and you give it to them and then they're like, oh no, I can't receive it. How would that be for you? Right? That's a rejection in a way. They're not receiving this gift, this gesture that you're offering. And similarly, with him desiring to make the car payment, she's rejecting that. She's not receiving. So she's determined who she cannot receive from and how much is too much. Now, that might vary from time to time. I mean, she might be willing to receive $50 from him, but not a car payment. She might be willing to receive one car payment, but not three. She may be willing to receive, you know, so like we put limits on what we're willing to receive instead of, oh, wow, that's so kind of you. You're willing to make my car payments. Thank you. Receiving it. So the interesting point of view tool could be relevant here as well. Oh, interesting point of view. I think I can't take money from him. Interesting point of view. He wants to pay for my car, but I won't let him. Interesting point of view that he shouldn't. He should be spending the money on himself. Interesting point of view. And so you can use those tools to kind of neutralize your judgment that you should not receive. So it's a really, really useful tool. You could also use the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement if you know it, or you say, okay, all these patterns that perpetuate this situation, me not receiving in this case, collapse those all back to energy, free flowing energy, so that I can truly receive. Because in order for me not to receive in this situation, I'm judging, right? In order for her to not receive from her father, she's got to judge. Oh, I can't receive that from him. And this is too much, and this is, you know, this amount is not too much, right? Now, with a different person, it might work for her. Like, let's say her boyfriend has a lot of money. Maybe she'd receive from him. Maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she'd receive from her mom, but not her dad. You know, so all of this requires judgment. Who am I willing to receive from, and how much? So I have a question for you. How much receiving are you refusing, ignoring, and resisting? Do you refuse to receive compliments? Money. Judgment. Do you refuse to receive relaxation or self-care? Now, there are so many people who have to do, and they just get the leftover time, right? Which is basically crash into bed and start tomorrow again in the same way, rushing around, helping everyone else. Yet we all know that when you fill your cup, you have so much more to give. What would change if you would allow yourself to receive? And the other thing about receiving is, you know, would you be willing to receive more awareness? Awareness of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Knowing that good, bad, and ugly are just all judgments too. So you don't have to block or resist any of it. So it requires a level of vulnerability and presence. And vulnerability, interestingly, Gary Douglas defines as the capacity to receive everything without judgment. Total presence. Total receiving. So what if we could tap into that right now? In truth, it's available and in any moment, right? Even if you're driving in the car. Okay, how much more can I receive right now? Which requires that we settle a little bit in our chair. I was recently with a contractor. He's like, Kathy, I hate the word settle. Because that means a building has fallen, you know, has gone down into the earth and things are shifting. And I was like, oh, how interesting. I never really considered it. I really like that word, like soften your body, kind of settle. So how much more can you receive in this moment right now? A lot of times people say lower your barriers. And it's so interesting because I think to myself, well, that means now we've just created, okay, what is a barrier? We have to bring that to mind and to lower them instead of just saying, okay, soften. Release into this moment, softening even your judgments, your points of view. Just being with what is for a moment. I was in my car last week driving my kids to school. I had just dropped them off, so I was then alone in my car thinking, oh my gosh, I have this tension in my back. What can I do to change that, right? And so I was like, well, I could use this tool, and I tried that, and I could clear it, and I tried that, and I could. And finally I said, oh my, what if I stopped resisting it? So in that moment, I said to it, thank you for being. And at that point is the moment it started to change. Not because I was trying to make it go away, forcing it to change, any of that, just softening and receiving it fully allowed it to change. Which makes a lot of sense, especially if we put it in the context of people. So if you're resisting how someone is, you think, oh, let's take a parent, right? A parent or a child are great situations because sometimes those are what get us. So if you're resisting how someone is showing up, not liking that, if they can sense that, if you need them to change, often, even if it's nonverbal, they have to push against that. Instead, if you're just totally present and like, thank you for being, that is an invitation that often allows them to change even faster. And I'll give an example of that in my own life. You know, there was a point at which a time period during which I really wanted my husband to like study what I studied, the personal growth stuff, the self-development stuff. I was like, well, why is he not doing this? He should do it. And I didn't say it with should, but like, I wish he would do it. You know, his life would be so much better if he did it and all of that, which is all judgment, right? Your life will be better if you do this. Okay, I mean, maybe he could find his own thing that would make his life better. So desiring him to choose what I was choosing had him have this pushback against my projections and hopes, right? So he would push back even though some of my stuff was nonverbal, some of my stuff was just, he could sense it. When I dropped the need for him to do any of it, that's when he came closer. That's when he started to use some of the tools I was using. That's when he got engaged. It was so fascinating because I dropped my need for it. Yeah. Interesting point of view. I need him to change. Interesting point of view. He should be doing this stuff. Interesting. I have this idea that his life would be somehow better. When I dropped all of that and just received him as he was, that was a catalyst for him to create some change. And that wasn't my intention, right? I didn't go into it with an agenda like, well, if I drop my points of view, he's going to change. No, just I let go of my need for him to be different, and I received him as he was. And so when I received this back tension, exactly as it was, not needing to push against it to make it go away, guess what? It softened. It released. It shifted. It changed. Remember that thing I said at the beginning of the show, which was about the unwillingness. When we have an unwillingness to receive something, that's what's creating the challenge. Isn't that interesting? It's like resisting life, not receiving it as it is, creates our challenges. And of course, if you're in a situation that doesn't work for you, I'm not saying don't get out of it. So one of the things that I find people resist really dynamically is ease. Ease. Like having life too easy. and the reasoning behind that, you know, it varies, but it usually shows up as something like this. Well, people will judge me, or they think I'm selfish, or well, they don't have ease, so that would make them uncomfortable, or, right? And so all our points of view about that are limitations on the amount of ease we can have in life. And if we were willing to have ease, what if that were actually a catalyst for other people to choose more of it too? So it's not just that they would, it would make them uncomfortable, though it might, but it could also be an invitation for more people to choose more in life. Thanks everybody for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, and we'll be back in just a few moments, and I'll do the exercise that I love to do every day about receiving. See you in a moment.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. I'm so grateful that you're here. We are talking about receiving today, and I've got to say there's something I sometimes forget to mention, and that is you can head on over to meetkathywilliams.com. That's M-E-E-T, K-A-T-H-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, with an S. And there at meetkathywilliams.com, you can receive a free money rain exercise and an exercise to create your life. And I get emails from people saying, Kathy, I listen to that exercise every morning. So I'm delighted to hear that. I guess they like it. And you can get that right there for free, as well as hit the radio tab and see radio archives there right at the website. So our conversation today is about receiving. We've talked about receiving judgment. We've talked about our points of view about receiving, how we tend to calculate who you can receive from and how much you can receive from, and that dropping those points of view can really expand our lives. Then we can wear the purple shirt or dress that the person didn't really like, even though we like it. You know, have the freedom to do that without limiting ourselves. We also talked about receiving awareness. And, you know, that's a whole show in itself. Maybe I'll do that at the end of the month. Next week's show is on overwhelm, which is something that a lot of us come up against and can really shift. We'll shift it during our conversation. Receiving awareness. You know, awareness is one of those things that we dynamically limit in order to make other people comfortable. In order, you know, we have we dynamically override it, let's say. So if I get the sense like, don't go in the car with that person, but I've already told them I'm going to, then, well, that would look weird or be flaky or make them uncomfortable. So, of course, I'm going to get in the car, right? That's an example of overriding awareness. So awareness is a huge topic. However, if you're willing to have more awareness, your life will get better and better and better. So, yeah, let's turn that into a show. And before we leave today, one thing that I'd really like to do is a receiving exercise that I do pretty much daily, because it really is such an invitation to recognize that the entire universe supports you. And the more you're willing to soften and receive, the more you'll sense that to be true. Now, this is not an energy pull exercise, which we will do many of in my 5 days of energetic exercises for receiving. And you can find that class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So we'll do this one or a similar one in the class, and then we'll do a bunch of fun energy pulls and some other exercises and clearings. And it's interactive so that you can ask your questions and things like that, and it will all be recorded for you to listen to again and again. So let's get started. And what I'd like you to do is, whether you're listening to this while you're on a run or in a safe, comfy space, you can do this exercise with eyes open or not. Okay, so if you're on a run, keep those eyes open. If you're in a car, definitely a good choice. If you're the driver, know that you can do this exercise with your eyes open, and it will be effective. And if you're in a cozy spot, go ahead and close your eyes. And what I'd like you to do is just soften yourself onto the surface you're resting on. And begin to really sense the support of that. Receiving the support of whatever you're resting on. And softening your body. Soften and start to receive the contribution of the clothes you're wearing. Of the cells of your body. Each doing its own work. Each doing its own activity. The bone cells, the cells of the heart, and the lungs, the blood cells, and the muscle, all of the various cells receiving their contribution to your life. And as you're here, settling your body into the surface you're resting on, notice what's below that surface. So the tug of gravity downward, receiving from the planet, receiving the energetic and magnetic contributions of planet Earth. You're receiving everything else that the Earth and its presence are gifting to you. And now begin to receive the contribution of all the molecular structures around you, the walls, the air, receiving from each of the sounds, receiving if you're in a building from beyond the building, the plants, the animals, the people and their bodies. Softening and receiving even from those things you've decided you can't receive from. Insects. Dog poop. Whatever it is, what if you could receive even from that in the oneness you be? Consciousness includes everything. And judges nothing. How much more can you receive? How much more can you be right now? Simply being present. What else can you receive? Who else can you receive from? Just thank your body, thank your presence, thank this planet. Just with a light sense of appreciation and willingness to tap into this in any moment of any day, because it's always available. There's nowhere that you cannot receive. I mentioned earlier in the show I would tell a story about The Help, and in The Help, the movie, the book, this woman creates a poop pie. So if someone gives you a poop pie, right, what are you going to do with it? Will you eat it? Will you reject it and throw it in their face or throw it at them? Or will you just take it and say, oh, cool, thanks. They went to a lot of effort, right? Thanks. And put it in your garden or in the trash where it belongs. So if we're not rejecting, okay, what can we use everything? How can we use everything? We receive everything to create greater possibilities. Eating the poop pie would be saying, oh, yes, you're right, right? Yes, you're right with your judgment. Pushing it against, like pushing it back, throwing it back at them would be saying, no, you're wrong. Interesting point of view is, how can I use this to create something greater? I don't have to know what that greater thing is, right? Interesting point of view is, okay, this is what is. I don't have to make it bad. I don't have to make it great. I'll just use it to create something greater. So what can you use in your life that's showing up that doesn't seem to be wonderful? And how can you use that to create a greater possibility, no matter what it is? Would you be willing to shed your judgment of it enough to allow it to contribute to you and create something maybe even greater than you've ever imagined? Right? There's a story I tell in some of my classes, and I know we're getting short on time, but it's the maybe so, maybe not story. So we will do a show on awareness coming up, and I will post the maybe no, maybe so, maybe not story to YouTube. Kathy Williams, public figure. You can find it there on YouTube. It's not there yet, but I'll post it there. And then we'll do a show on awareness and receiving that and not overriding it so that you can have more ease in your life at the end of the month. So next week's show is on overwhelm. Then we'll do one on awareness. And you can always find me at meetkathywilliams.com. You can play with me in Hawaii at the end of May. Mid-May, end of May, and also in August, if you'd like to come play. And I'll be in Europe this summer if you'd like to come to a foundation class or an abundance alchemy class over in London or Vienna. So I'd love to see you in person, do these energetic exercises. And all of these things can be found at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And there is a radio tab there where you can also find show archives and send me your ideas. I always love to hear from you. You know, receiving is one of our greatest capacities and one of those capacities we limit so dynamically. And if you ever want a good example of receiving, watch children. They're not receiving 100% all the time, you know, like sometimes they resist too, but overall there's such a lovely capacity to receive that you have had in your life too at some point or another. So what would it take for us to tap more back into that again and again and again, even to receive from those things we've decided we can't receive from? The bad or the negative or whatever it is just a judgment. What if you could use that to create a greater life, a greater living, a greater future? Yeah. And part of that is just the recognition that the universe has your back, you know? And so if you're asking for that and willing to receive it, it will show you. And awareness is part of that. So what are you refusing to perceive, know, be, and receive that you could truly perceive, know, be, and receive that if you would allow you to have a life that's greater than you could even imagine and inspire others to be and receive that greatness as well? That's where I'm going to leave you this week. What are you refusing to perceive, know, be, and receive that you truly could perceive, know, be, and receive that if you would give you a greater life than you've ever even imagined? See you next week on Om Times Radio, everyone. If you can't wait that long, find me on iTunes, Sexy Mom Abundant Life, or SoundCloud, or right here on iom.fm, where you can find the Sexy Mom Abundant Life page, which has the archives of the show. Thanks a bunch, everybody. Aloha from, I'm on the Big Island. Usually it's Maui. Have a good one.